Are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm your host, Willa Kammerer, and this is a space for bold conversations on building your high-caliber personal brand, scaling your online business, and leading with purpose. Here we dive into the strategies, systems, and stories behind today's most magnetic entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and creators, alongside world-class experts in sales and marketing, performance, mindset, and leadership. Together, we'll dive deep into what it takes to build a premium personal brand that not only stands out, but is good business. From camera confidence to software systems and brand authority to life alignment, each episode is designed to spark clarity and fuel your next level. As a single mompreneur and movement maker, my mission is to help you not just build a brand and business, but to craft a life and legacy on fire. I asked you before and I'll ask you again, are you ready to ignite your brand, your business, and your life? If so, tune in and let's dive in. Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Willa Kammerer. Today, we're having a conversation about how to retire in 10 years or less using real estate, but we're also having a broader conversation about how money can be a powerful tool to design the kind of life and business that you want to live. And we're having this conversation with Ryan Lee, who's also the author of Retire in 10 Years or Less. So Ryan, welcome to the show. I'm so thrilled to have you here.
Tell you what, it is an honor to be here with you. I wish I would have worn my pink shirt today, but no, I'm excited to be here with you today.
It's okay. Pink, black, and white. It's all on brand
we'll go
for
with
us
it.
At Firestarter.
So it'll be awesome. You know, we have inside of our community, we have shirts that we give people. And I remember I was at one of our events one time and I'm not good with fashion. So I've now since let go of the fashion. But I remember I walked by a woman and she had a pink shirt that said, Rise Up, Live Free. That's kind of our mantra. And I'm like, where did you get that shirt? She's like, hey, you guys wouldn't do pink, so I made my own.
I love it. I've always said branding is believing. I don't know where I got that from, but I really believe in it. And actually, let's jump in there because we were having a little bit of conversation kind of off camera and you were saying that, you know, as you were building out, which we'll go deeper into, but that it was very powerful for you to kind of get more clarity on your brand and what you were building towards. And I'd just love for you to share that experience with us.
Yeah, you know what? I'm in the financial space, right? And in the financial space, I think everyone looks at the space as products. I'm going to, you know, go to this person and get a product. I might get some real estate. I'll have some stocks. It's all products. And I remember when I first got in, you know, I sell products as part of what we do. But that was never about the product for me. It was always about the outcome. It was about the identity. It was about becoming someone who was financially free. And I remember after being in the business for probably about 3 or 4 years, I got to the point where I'm like, I don't even like half the people I work with. Like they came to me for a product. And every time I try to talk to them about freedom, about ownership, about taking control, we didn't click. We didn't resonate. They just wanted a product that checked a box inside of their financial plan. And I worked with a brand consultant, I guess you might call him. And we sat down and we really got clear on who is Ryan? Like, what do I stand for? What is meaningful to me? What are the movies? What are the characters? What are the values? What are the, you know, the things that I really care about? And when we put all of that together, this brand identity came around that my objective has always been to empower people with money to achieve a definitive outcome, retire in 10 years or less. But that's just how we're measuring success. The real thing I'm trying to help people do is have a transformation, an identity of rising up, taking control, and living free. And so that all came from this brand experience with Mike and Sophia. Man, I remember when they were doing all this stuff with me, I'm like, hey, just tell me what colors or what logo I need. I was kind of frustrated with it. But like once we went through it and we got to the end and got through it and it really morphed how my company operates and who I talk to and how I talk, it's changed everything. And I give all the credit in the world to having a brand identity, to allowing me to work with the clients I truly resonate with, I love, and we're working in a way that's authentic to who I am, which makes it so much friction showing up in my business when I didn't want to talk to half the people in my business.
Yeah, I think that's powerful. And I think branding can be thought of as a surface level thing, but when it is tied to that deeper level vision and very authentically aligned, then as you've, you know, shared, it's become powerful. So I want to talk about money because a lot of our audience here is entrepreneurs or people who want to become entrepreneurs. And I think people fall into two camps, people who connect with money, are excited about money, see how it can be a tool. And then people who just want to do the thing, want to create the impact, but don't want to think about money and are afraid of money. And I'd love for you to just share a little bit about
your story and how you began to see money as a tool and how others might be able to begin to do the same?
You know, I'll never forget, for me, I think I was always entrepreneurial to begin with. In fact, I know I was. But as I got a little bit older in my life, as I got married, as I had my first child on the way, I kind of felt like being an entrepreneur was risky, right? It was too risky for me to take the risk of being an entrepreneur. And so I went into the corporate world. And in the corporate world, I used a lot of my entrepreneurial tendencies to really climb the corporate ladder. And I went from making $32,000 a year out of college to making well over $150,000 by being an entrepreneur, right? By being an entrepreneur. But I arrived at a point in my corporate career where I realized that as far as I want to go. I'm done making trade-offs. I'm done climbing the corporate ladder. I need to get out. I need to become financially free so I have more options with my life. In fact, that's really what I believe money's greatest tool, you know, its greatest ability is to give you more options with your time and more control over your life. And so, you know, as I started this path that I talk about in the book of how to build cash flow and how to invest for freedom versus net worth for one day, I realized I wanted and I needed more resources to throw at that system. And so for the first time ever, I flipped back on my entrepreneurial tendencies and I created a business. Now, it took me a long time to figure this out, but I created a business online and it was kind of fascinating. I just created a business around some of the problems I was dealing with at the time. I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and a lot of just overwhelm and even maybe to a certain extent, some depression. And so I created a business to help busy professionals move from, you know, have holistic solutions to move from anxiety and depression to healthiness and happy living. And I made about $500,000 doing that online business with, you know, some visuals, some courses, some you know, breathing meditations, things like that. And this was back when online businesses were still pretty new. So it took me forever to figure it out. But the fun part about it was I realized making money is a skill. And I really believe that the greatest investment that anyone has, whether you're an employee, whether you're a full-blown entrepreneur or somewhere in the middle, your greatest investment is doubling down on your unique gifts, skills, talents, and abilities and solving problems in the world and making money. Making money is a free exchange from two people who said, you know, someone values the service that you offer more than the dollars that they have. And when you exchange, it creates wealth on both sides because both people get what they want. And so being an entrepreneur, that allowed me to fuel my, you know, my system to exit the corporate rat race and to be financially free. It fueled it a lot faster. And I was able to walk away from a six-figure salary completely financially free in 4 years because I doubled down on a side hustle as an entrepreneur. So, you know, one of the things I dislike in the financial space is a lot of people will come to you, the entrepreneur, and say, hey, you're not smart with money. You're not good with money. Why don't you give me your money and I'll go invest it in someone else's business? Because that's really all the stock market is. And they're taking the money and the resources away from what could be your greatest investment, which is your business. So one of the things I do, especially when I talk to entrepreneurs, is just help them get comfortable with the idea that their business is an investment. And if they treat it right, it can be the greatest investment they can have. You can put a dollar in your business or turn it into two, three, four, 10. But at some point, you've got to kind of tip the teeter-totter to where you're not just doubling down on your business over and over and over again, but you're keeping some of the money that you make. So you go from making money to keeping money to building an external source of cash flow independent of your business.
Mm-hmm. How do people begin to know kind of where they are in that space of the building, yeah, the keeping?
You know, I think for me, it really comes down to, you know, sitting down with an entrepreneur. So many entrepreneurs live in scarcity, right? They pay everyone else but themselves. And so it's really getting an entrepreneur comfortable with paying themselves a healthy salary and distribution from their business that allows them the space and the freedom to build and live the life that they want to live right now. And if, you know, if let's say your number's 10,000, if your business cannot pay you $10,000, your best investment is going back into your business, creating more margin, creating more profit to be able to pay you $10,000 a month. Once you get to the point where your business is generating enough income for you to start living the life that you want, then it's now at the point where you want to start building up a kind of a war chest, an exit strategy from your business. And I think this is such a powerful thing for entrepreneurs. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs show up in their business because they have to, right? If they don't show up, the business stops, the clients aren't served, their employees aren't taken care of. But when you can show up in your business out of a sense of complete desire because you're financially free, independent from the business, the way you operate your business changes. You stop thinking short term and you start building a long term brand as a result of that. You're building for the long term, not to hit a quarterly payroll or a quarterly, you know, profit that or tax bill that you might have. So it's really getting comfortable with earning money, paying yourself, and then building an exit strategy after that.
Yeah, I love that alignment. I often say that I truly believe that building a personal brand and building your own business really is one of the best investments that you can make, because it allows you to call your own shots in life, right? And ultimately kind of reverse engineer and construct the kind of life that you want to live. And I feel like, you know, you shared, you worked in corporate and then you had this online business that you launched, and then ultimately it seems landed in real estate. So I'd love to kind of hear a little bit more about that journey and how you ultimately found your lane where you seem to be standing now.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, money for almost everyone, whether you're an entrepreneur or an employee, is a function of time, right? It's a trade-off of time. And unfortunately, entrepreneurs are usually the ones that trade 80 hours, right, to make about the amount of money that they do, where employees trade 40 hours to make the money that they do. And so the objective is you need an income-producing machine. That's your job, that's your career, that's your business, or, you know, a combination of those two things. That's the first thing. The second thing that you need is you need to develop a reservoir of capital. You need to have a little bit of distance between trading time for money and what might happen tomorrow, right? Have some type of an emergency fund, have some type of a runway. You know, inside of my business, we have personal reserves for all of our fixed expenses. There's 6 months of just reserves sitting there. I know if anything changes in the business landscape, I've got 6 months of all my fixed expenses in my business, in my personal life as well. So you have to make money, then you have to figure out a way to keep money. But then the third piece of investing, it's how do I generate cash flow independent of my time? And that's really one of the things that very few people actually talk about, right? And when people think about investing, they think about putting money into stocks, maybe cryptocurrency, maybe even real estate, but they don't think about the one thing that matters to every single one of us. How much income does wherever you're putting your money generate for you? And until you can answer that question, in my opinion, you're not really investing. You're kind of speculating. You're just hoping that something is worth more tomorrow than you bought it for today. And so that path kind of led me to buying assets that generate cash flow. Real estate is one of the primary assets that I use to be able to do that. And the best part about that is I own a tangible asset that rises in value because of the way our economy is structured. It gives me massive tax advantages, which allows me to offset almost all, if not all, of the income that I generate. And it allows me to generate cash flow. And so once I saw how real estate works, and then I also saw that you can treat real estate just like a business, right? You can have a portfolio manager, you can have property managers, you can have everyone in the job of real estate doing the real estate. And as the CEO, the owner of the asset, I can make sure that the assets are producing what I want. So that really became my pathway, is how do I make a bunch of money? How do I keep a bunch of money, or a sufficient amount enough of money to give me, you know, reserves to keep making money? And then how do I build a stream of cash flow? And it's really the kind of those three games: make money, keep money, invest for cash flow.
I love that. Do you primarily work with entrepreneurs who are doing this exclusively, or do you work with entrepreneurs and kind of advise entrepreneurs who are kind of building this up on the side as this kind of like source of cash flow to then build into the business?
It depends on where they're at in their business, right? My favorite thing to tell an entrepreneur is, if they're in the building stage of their business, is don't ever talk to a financial advisor, right? Invest in your own business. Do that first. Now, one of the things that we do bring to the table for a lot of entrepreneurs is a tax strategy. You know, inside of your business is literally a playbook that allows you to write off so much of what you're doing, as long as we can make it ordinary and necessary to your business. So that's a great way to have more resources to inject inside of your business. But most of our clients are entrepreneurs that have got to the point where their business is relatively healthy, they're making enough money, but they don't know how to exit. And many of them don't necessarily want to exit. They just want the option. They want to know that, hey, if I want to exit, if I don't sell my business, if something happens, I've built financial freedom. I've used my business to create financial freedom for myself. So that's most of the entrepreneurs that we work with. We start them with in that stage. But we've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs that, you know, that are just getting going. And our number one thing that is just give them permission to invest and double down back in their business. Yeah.
So how does one, I think, investing in real estate, and I've dabbled there a bit in my past. So I have it. Things can go right, things can go wrong. And it can be, if it's not set up right, and it sounds like you have a real system there, it can be something that occupies a lot of bandwidth and can also be a bit of a risk. So how can people get started in a way that can help mitigate that, and even just to make it a lot less daunting for someone to get started?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I first got going in real estate, I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki's book, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to own real estate. And so I went out and I bought my first house. And I'll be honest with you, after I bought that first house, I kind of walked around the office building like I was, you know, mini Grant Cardone, had my chest all puffed out. I'm a real estate investor. I had no idea what I was doing. I bought my second house, got a little bit of apprehensive, bought my third house, and I had a full-blown panic attack. I'm like, what am I doing, right? Because now I have three houses, and to buy these houses, to rehab these houses, to renovate these houses, let alone manage these houses, it was a part-time job.
Yeah.
And I realized that's probably as far as I can go. I still have a full-time corporate job. And I'll be honest with you, I'm the world's worst property manager. If someone calls me up and they say they can't pay their rent, I cry with them on the phone and then I end up paying their rent, right? And so I realized, man, this isn't going to work for me. It's not the pathway to financial freedom I thought it was. But I'll never forget, I read a book, and this book, you know, I was looking for something, and I didn't know I was going to find it in this book, but it was Think and Grow Rich, right? I thought, there's got to be something wrong with my brain because I cannot figure this game of money out. And I remember when I read that book, he talked about Henry Ford. And in the example that he used, he said, you know, at the time, Henry Ford was just starting the Ford Motor Company, and he was being accused of being one of the most ignorant businessmen ever, right? He wasn't smart. He wasn't capable to run Ford. And he told this story where Henry Ford took the newspaper, I can't remember what newspaper it was, to court, and they asked him all these crazy questions, like, how do you build an engine? You know, what's the square root of whatever? Just all these questions that just meant to prove that he wasn't as smart as everyone else. And Henry Ford held up his hand after these questions, after, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and he said, stop. I have a row on my desk of electronic, he called them electronic push buttons, and I can push a button and summon to my aid anyone that can answer one of your questions. Let me get back to the business of creating cars for people and get out of my way. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself for the first time, I'm trying to do real estate. I'm working, like, I'm a hard worker, and that's how I was brought up, is work really hard. I have to start working smarter. I need a row of electronic push buttons. And so for the first time ever, I stopped trying to do the work, and I started building a system and a team where other people did the work and I own the assets. That's the way to own real estate. We're not trying to time the markets. We're not trying to figure out what's hot today. We're just trying to buy great assets in great areas and let time make us wealthy. But in order for, like, financial freedom is a function of two things. It's a function of income that comes from your assets, but it's also a function of your time. If you're spending all of your time doing real estate, phenomenal. You have a job in real estate and you might make a lot of money, but you're still not free. So that's what we bring to the table for entrepreneurs, is a way to own assets without having to do the work of the asset. They own the system, they own the asset, but we have all of the people and positions in place to where it's turnkey for them.
Yeah, that also reminds me of the book Who Not How,
yes,
by Dr. Yes, Benjamin
Ben Hardy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's this idea of you don't need to own and know how to do and operate all the buttons
so
yourself,
powerful.
But as long as you can pull in the right people to support you. And I think it also speaks to leverage, and, you know, just that your business can be leveraged, but that you don't have to do everything yourself. But you're always going to be stuck at a certain level if you feel like you have to maintain ownership, and there's trust, you know, in learning to pull in the right people, the team of support around you. But that's ultimately what's going to enable you to really scale and, you know, grow beyond your immediate means.
100%. And I'll tell you what, you know, in the beginning, just again, I think, you know, I don't know if it's me, but I had to learn everything the hard way, right? And that was my objective, is once I started working with entrepreneurs and working with other people, I wanted to bring them a solution to where all of the work was already done and they didn't have to trust me. They could trust other people in our community. And so that's what we've kind of built inside of our world, is everyone has a unique and an individualized game plan. We use very principle-based financial strategies. So it's a fundamental principle of how the economy works, and we can apply the entrepreneur, their income, their goals, their resources to the table, but then we can bring a solution that's been vetted by thousands of deals, thousands of opportunities, by thousands of people. And so we've done over 5,000 single-family homes inside of our community, and we've done over $1 billion in real estate, and one of my favorite things is every single month seeing all of the cash flow going out to our community. And it's passive. It's super passive cash flow, which allows our business owners to be fully aligned with their business. It allows them to retire. It allows them to say, if I woke up tomorrow and my business isn't the thing I want to do, I've got the bandwidth to be able to say I can make some different choices with my life. And that for us is one of our greatest, I think, competitive advantages, is we've done enough and we've got a long enough history in the market to where we've brought enough resources to the table that someone doesn't have to figure it out on their own. We can bring a comprehensive solution to the table.
I love that you have that whole playbook. I feel like part of it too is I see how you work with people also on creating that vision, because it's hard to get inspired and to kind of want to put in the hard work and learn and try something new if you don't have that vision that you're working towards. So how do you get people to kind of step out of their day-to-day reality and really look at the life they intentionally want to create through what you're doing?
It's so powerful. And you know, this I've lost a lot of clients over this, and I think it's really fun to lose a client over this because they're not aligned with my what I care about. But when someone comes in, you know, people hear about the deals that we do and they're like, hey, I want to invest in this project or I want a tax strategy. And we won't do any of that for anyone unless we understand what they want and why they want it. And so for us, we have a comprehensive game plan and we call it a major definite aim. Everyone inside of our community has to have a major definite aim. And it's very clearly defined what they want, why they want it, and who they have to become. Because at that point, then money has a reason inside of their life. It has, it's a tool. It symbolizes the very thing that they're willing to trade their time for today in order to get tomorrow. And so having a major definite aim is non-negotiable for us. If you don't sit down with us for an hour and do a major definite aim, then we don't do a financial plan. And that's totally okay. You can go somewhere else and get a financial product from someone else. But one of the ways that we do this every single year, and it's kind of fun that we're talking about this right now, we do an event. It's a community focused event. It's called Rise Up Live. And Rise Up Live is where we bring our community together. We usually go somewhere in the mountains. We're actually just going to be north of here in St. George, Utah here. And we come together and we talk finances. Everyone kind of builds and refines their game plan, but we go out and we do some type of a hike together. Sometimes we do the hike, you know, at the crack of dawn. And so we'll watch the sunrise together. This one we're doing Angel's Landing, which is a phenomenal, just, it's a crazy hike. But we do this hike together for two reasons. Number one, to prove to people, to themselves, that they can do hard things. Right, I think we all kind of know we can do hard things, but sometimes we don't push ourselves to do the hard things. We get complacent and comfortable. So we do something that's hard, and then we elevate our perspective. I love elevating my perspective because when my perspective changes, the world that I see, the way I experience the world, it also changes. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's just getting out of our normal place and our normal pace that will allow a change of perspective. And so we do these events once a year. We also do a lot of little workshops, but at this event, we focus heavily on what do you want and why do you want it? What is your major definite aim? What does money mean to you?
I love that. And also the piece that you mentioned, which we really focus on at Firestarter too, is we're supporting our clients, really building towards that next level brand identity. But who do you need to become to step into that next level? So
that is the most powerful question. You know, I love that. You know, I have, if I had my phone here, I have a picture on my phone. I used, I don't know, one of the apps, and I uploaded a picture of myself, and it, you know, I had it turn me into a future version of me, an older version of me. And for me, I look at that picture, and as I talk, as I recite my own major definite aim, I actually talk to that person, right? And the more I can get to know that person, the more context my decisions have today. And I think it's such a powerful thing. I talk to the, you know, the 65-year-old version of myself every single day, and I ask him what he would do in my situation, what he wants, right? The more I get to know him, the more I understand what I, the current person, need to do today to make that desired reality or that desired future my reality. And it's such, that actually came from Ben Hardy's book. It came from Be Your Future Self Now.
Okay, that's one I haven't read, but I've read a number of his, and I love that.
Yeah, I read that book, and it just, it helped me understand more fully, like, the future version of us. The more we know them, the more context we have around them, then every decision we make with our family, with our money, with our businesses, it just gives us so much perspective. Because without it, we live in such a fast-paced world. And man, for entrepreneurs today, especially with AI coming out, I mean, so many people live their world reactive, not proactive. Right. And when you can give yourself that future context, then you can start to approach your life, your resources, your decisions with a more proactive approach.
Absolutely. And rooting into what you truly want versus all of the noise out there.
Totally.
Well, we could go on and on all day, Ryan. This has been such a great conversation. Thank you so much for sharing it with our audience. Yeah. How can our listeners find your book, find you, connect with you?
Well, thank you so much. I mean, honestly, my entire objective with the book is to empower people with money. That book, it represents a decade worth of knowledge and experience from my standpoint. There's tons of client stories in that book. And then that book, what we did is we created an online course that goes with it, to where you can actually take your money, take your resources without having to talk to anyone, plug it into the system and say, what path am I currently on? What is possible if I redirected my focus and my energy elsewhere? And so you can kind of build your own little game plan in there. But in order to get the book, go to retireintenyears.com. we give away the audiobook for free. We give away the PDF copy for free. You can buy the digital or the hard copy, but the companion course as well. My goal, I think so many people are struggling with money today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, money should never be the thing that prevents us from saying yes or no to a thing. But too often it does. And so my goal is just to empower people with money, give them their money back so they have more choice and more options in their life. So retireein10years.com. And then I'm on YouTube, you know, Wealth Outside Wall Street. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and all the places at The Ryan Dealey.
Well, we love that message of empowerment here at Firestarter, very on brand. So thank you. Yeah. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Firestarter podcast. You can find all of Ryan's links on our podcast website, thefirestarterpodcast.com. Everything will be in the show notes for today's episode. And we would also love for you to join us at Firestarter. You can go to firestarterfunnels.com and we have a very special offer for all of our podcast listeners. You want to join our ecosystem. It's the operating system for your personal brand business, where we go deep on all of this, really building a brand that represents the life and the vision that you're building towards. We would love to have you in our world. For podcast listeners, you can sign up for our monthly plan at 50% off for the first 3 months using the code podcast. And we would love to have you part of our community at Firestarter Funnels. And you can check out the podcast on YouTube, my channel, Willa Kammer, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we look forward to our next conversation. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the Firestarter podcast. If this episode sparked something for you, I would love to stay connected. Please be sure to subscribe to the Firestarter podcast on YouTube on my channel, Willa Kammerer. Leaving a quick review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify goes such a long way in helping this message reach more people who are ready to step into their next level brand, business, and life. Head over to willakammerer.com for show notes, resources, behind the scenes insights, and ways to work with me and my team. Also, I'd love to connect on Instagram and LinkedIn at Willa Kammerer. That's K-A-M-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you for being here, for choosing growth and the courage to build something meaningful. Until next time, keep trusting yourself, taking bold action, and living like the Firestarter that you are.